The dialect of Webley, Herefordshire. George Lloyd, a retired farm labourer, aged 75, recorded in his home by Stanley Ellis on the 8th of December 1955.
Oh, were they stone milled or a nut mill?
No, I don't know anything about cider making. You'll have to tell me what they were.
Well, a nut mill, he likes grinds it with teeth and runs through two little rollers. But with an old-fashioned mill, it's a great big stone. There is one, tell you where you'll see one, just below the Webley Chapel, reared up on its end, in the old chase. Then, see, he runs round and round, horse pulls him round and round.
The trellis.
In a chase. They call that the chase, as he runs round in there. Well, he crushes it.
Mm.
And he pulls it out after it's ground up to a pulp. Oh, it runs through your hands, like when you squeeze it, that's how you tell whether it's ground enough or no. Then you put it in airs, cider airs, like in a box. Like you put a box in two strips. And there's holes through this box. Well, after you made one air up on, pull these two strips from under him and put them through again, through the box, and put another air on and fill him. Mm. And then keep on and on till you get 10 or 12 airs. Well, that's how you set it, go higher. Well, then that's on the press. And you press it down with like two, some of them are single and some double screws.
Mm-hmm.
Screw it down, you'll get a lever and turn him a couple or one or two. One can turn him like till you want to pull him down extra tight, mm-hmm. like to get the last drainings out of him, and then you get two on him.
Cousin of mother's had a portable one he used to take to different farms and make the cider for them.
And did you used to do this job yourself then as well? And your... Mm-hmm.
No, you mostly two or three of you are cider making.
Ah, yes.
But one man can make it on the stone mill, see?
Ah, yes.
Or he goes in like a cradle thing. And looks him in and... It's a funny job for a horse, mine, to keep going round and round all day long.
Mm.
Yes, he keeps going round.
And do they like it, the horses?
Some likes the mill work because... If you don't watch him, he'll stop and lick the stone, see, he'll lick the power.
Do they?
No, I get as fat as moles, it's like a making.
Yes.
Mm. Mm.
New cider's lovely, I think.
Stop.
It's clarified, you know.
Stop and lick the stone. Once you turn your back, if you went out, you could hear as he'd stopped. Now some would keep on all time. Best way is keep them see as they couldn't get the red up to the stone to start.
You set about a hedge that's badly grown. What would you do? How would you set
about? Oh, well, you'd thin him out, see? Cut all the big out. Like all the big rough stuff. Thin him out. Then by rights you ought to put a good bank and a ditch up to him. Then you start to lay it, stake it. You know, put some stakes in here and there and start to pleach it down, pull it down.
And how would you sort of finish it off?
Oh, they got now as they do use what they call etherings to tie it at the top, but years ago they never used to use them.
Mm.
No, they can hedge now. Nowadays they use ethered and barbed wire, and years ago they used to make a fence and stop anything.
Did they?
Mm.
Mm.
Never used to see a bit of barbed wire about.
Mm.
No. When barbed wire come out first, a mad red boards put up, didn't for the hunting folks to know where it was.
Mm.